Demographic time bomb. Disasters in Japan exacerbating population and financial problems that were already causing concern. A combination gray boom and baby bust is proving increasingly challenging to Japan, especially in the wake of the devastating March 11th catastrophe that has wreaked financial chaos and is threatening a labor shortage. Takashi Kokubu, an assistant editor at the Investigative Reporting Center of the Asahi Shimbun, Japan's largest newspaper, said the country has been facing four major problems even since before the disaster. They are an aging population, a decreasing birth rate, limited tax revenue, and long-standing squabbles over raising taxes. Japan's financial status was already chaotic pre-March 11th, with an extra 1 trillion yen for social welfare needed beyond the national budget of 90 trillion. However, tax revenue amounted to less than 40 trillion yen. To meet this gap, it needed to either issue government bonds or increase taxes. Then came the earthquake and tsunami, which will cost an estimated 10 to 20 trillion yen to recover from. Mr. Kokubu said Tokyo had planned to double the consumption tax rate about a year ago to 10%. But the ruling Democratic Party of Japan, or DPJ, was afraid that doing so would cost it the next election, so the move was delayed. Previously, Japan media opposed the tax increase, but now all of us believe there is no choice, said Mr. Kokubu. However, the two main political parties, the DPJ and the Liberal Democratic Party, have refused to proceed with tax reform as they both want to win the next general election. Meanwhile, the low birth rate stems from an unfavorable economic environment that discourages starting families, said Mr. Kokubu. Before World War II, Japanese men worked and women stayed at home, but then women had to start working, limiting their chances to start a family. Many of them had to quit jobs if they wanted to have a baby, as there were no facilities such as daycare centers to watch over children during work hours. The National Institute of Population and Social Security Research reports the proportion of children under 15 will shrink from 14.6% of the population of 127 million in 2000 to 12% in 2021, 11% in 2036, and 10.8% in 2050. Meanwhile, those of working age, age 15 to 64, amounted to 68.1% of the population in 2000, and their proportion is expected to decline to 60% in 2020, 58% in 2035, and 53.6% in 2050. The only clear rising trend is the aged, 65 and above, who will grow from 17.4% of the population in 2000 to 25% in 2014. The number of elderly will continue to rise while the population drops, so that in 2050, the aged will account for a whopping 35.7% of a population estimated to number only 101 million. Shujiro Urata, an international economics professor at Waseda University's Graduate School of Asia-Pacific Studies, suggests the government provide free education through high school. Exorbitant schooling costs in Japan are another factor discouraging people from having children, he said. There should also be facilitators to take care of babies while their mothers work. I believe the number of newborns can increase, and then Japan will not face a labor shortage problem in the future, said Professor Urata.